Welcome back to another exciting episode of Divinal Intervention. In this episode, I'm just going to call, Why Don't I Play This More Often? So if you're a music listener like I am, you can oftentimes get into interesting and different listening patterns with your collection. You know, whether that's by genre, you know, you get into a reggae thing for a week or so, and then maybe you're into jazz or something like that. Or even that you're just listening to your favorite bands or the most famous bands like the Beatles or the Stones, something like that, for an extended period of time. And I do this as well, and that tends to result in me overlooking some artists and some albums that I really do enjoy. And then when I do play those albums, I ask myself, why don't I play these more often? You know? Really, the theme for today is that deep in the crevices of your record collection, you've got some really quality albums that you need to listen to more often. And so I'm doing that today. I'm bringing you along for the ride. So episode 2, season 2, Divinal Intervention. So what kind of bands are we talking about? These are not going to be from your favorite bands. And it's not going to be any kind of big splash release or a major release for these particular artists. And most of the bands, frankly, did not have any real standout tracks or popular singles. But I find them to just be consistently solid at what they do and in their sound. And there's really something to be said for that as a musician, but also as a listener. So when you play them, you're glad that you did. And then if you're anything like me, you spend the next day or so reading up on them and trying to figure out what happened to them and why they ultimately were not more successful. And let me take this opportunity to say that I mean more commercially successful, because in some sense, these bands really are incredibly successful, because here we are some 40 years later talking about them and playing them and enjoying them. So for today's episode, there's really no unifying theme for these bands. I know if you're a regular listener, I oftentimes have some kind of theme, but other than these are bands and albums that I need to listen to more often, there really is no cohesive unifying theme. I chose several that are really kind of straightforward, what I would call college rock bands. And they really were recording and releasing most of their stuff in the early to mid-90s. And some of them are going to have, you know, more extensive catalogs than others. But again, as usual, I'm really going to focus on one album from each of these artists, partially in the interest of time, and partially because I think that, you know, oftentimes these bands, you know, a single album is more cohesive, and so it gives you a better idea of, as a listener, if you've not encountered these bands before, or even if you have, I think it gives you just a better understanding of what they were trying and what kind of work they were putting out at that time. So again, there's plenty more popular acts from the 80s, but I think it just makes it even more enjoyable to unearth these kinds of albums every once in a while. So let's get to it. The first band I'm going to feature is a band called the Del Fuegos, and their album called Boston Mass, and that's a 1985 release. Here's the opening track from that Boston Mass album from the Del Fuegos, a song called Don't Run Wild.
Gone on. You don't laugh on the phone like
Now, to be honest, I'm not really sure why I ever bought this album. At this time, I was buying a lot of albums in the early mid 80s. And a lot of times I bought albums based simply on, you know, the name of the band, if I found that interesting, or maybe the album cover. But sometimes I also was just looking at who the producer was. To me, in the 80s, there were a lot of producer-driven projects, and sometimes those would interest me, even if I was not familiar with the particular band. So, but with the Del Fuego's album that we're looking at today, it really doesn't seem to fit into any of those. When I looked at it and I tried to consider why I bought this album originally, I'm just really not sure. And I thought maybe I've heard a song or two on the local college station I listened to. So obligatory shout out to WMSE in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But anyway, there is an interesting fact about the Del Fuegos, and that is that it was formed by a pair of brothers, one of whom is named Dan Zanes. And as I understand it, and having seen more recent pictures of him, I recognize him as a guy who got really significantly famous writing and performing children's music. So this was Dan Zanes before he got to be known as Dan Zanes to your kids or even you. So here's another one off that Del Fuego's album, Boston, Mass, called I Still Want You.
Lessons get learned. It's been a while, but my heart burns. And I still want you. And that's all I'll do. Spend my time just thinking about you. Said I still want you. The car we bought together just the world we made came between the two of us. I still want you. When the day was through, we drive through town, my arm around you. Said I still want you. And I tried so hard.
Okay, this next one's a little more nostalgic, if you're of a certain age, I guess we should say. It's a band called the Plimsolls and an album from 1983 called Everywhere at Once. And I'm pretty sure, contrary to the Del Fuegos, I'm pretty sure I remember what drew me to the Plimsolls, and that was that they were featured as the house band in the club scenes from that quintessential 1980s movie called Valley Girl. An early appearance by one Nicolas Cage, and one in which this style of music was featured, and especially the Plimsolls. So here's one from that movie, also from that band and that album, called A Million Miles Away. Now, the Plimsolls featured Peter Case, who himself had a pretty notable solo career, mildly successful. I have a couple of his post-Plimsolls albums, and I think they're pretty solid. Again, nothing that really jumps out at you, but often a good listen, an easy listen. And so Peter Case or the Plimsolls, check them out. But in the meantime, here's another one that the band performed in the movie, again, Valley Girl, and this is Oldest Story in the World.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Seeing how the seeds were sown. To find you out there on your own. You say your goodbyes and broke all the ties. It's dumb and dumb to think I tried for you. So now you can feel the season changing. You'll never change, but you're no better than the weather. You're cool, but there's rain in your heart. You're blown like a feather. And that's the oldest story in the world. Somehow I thought we could remain. If nothing lasts, no one's to blame. And you can't look back to where you got off the track. That's a mystery that will never crack. It's just the oldest star in the world. Lost key to paradise. That's the oldest star in the world. Yeah.
nothing lasts, no one's to blame. And you can't look back to where you got off the track. That's a mystery that will never crack. And that's the oldest star in the world. Lost a kid in paradise. That's the oldest star in the world. Someday we gotta set it right.
Okay, time to feature the bongos. 1982, an album called Drums Along the Hudson. Here are the bongos with the Bulrushes.
A cable reaches up to heaven.
Now, this is another one that I'm really not sure what drew me to this album. It's possible, again, looking at it, that it was the cover art, but I just really don't know, and there's not a recognizable producer that would have caught my eye. So part of me thinks that it might be something just really simple, like interesting song names, you know. So as I'm kind of drawn in by the cover art, I take a look at the song names. I think maybe it's kind of in the vein of something that I might like. But ultimately, this album's got just some great hooks. Really not predictable at all. Good variety of styles throughout the album. And I hope you enjoy it. If you've never heard them before, if you've not heard them for quite some time, I imagine you're going to enjoy hearing them again. But definitely check them out. So this is the bongos from their 1982 album, Drums Along the Hudson, and this is one called Zebra Club.
Down at the Zebra Club.
meeting Laura at the Zebra Club. He's breathing steady and he's wearing stripes. Something tells him he's on fire inside. Black leather.
Which now brings us to a band called The Call. Now, I kind of hesitated to feature The Call, in part because I think, contrary to some of these other bands, they had a more prolonged career. And also, I'm a fan. I actually listen to their stuff more often than some of these other artists that I'm going to feature. And, you know, they have, I think, four or five major releases that they had at that time in the, again, early, mid-80s. But they definitely fit the style of music I'm talking about here with these kind of hidden gems in your record collection. And I also think that they were significantly underplayed. As I said, I'm a fan, and I think they should have gotten a lot more attention than they did. So I'm really happy to include them in this particular episode. And the album we're going to feature today is Reconciled, which is a 1986 album. And we'll start with the opener. Opening track called Everywhere I Go. Now, when it comes to The Call, I think really the release before Reconciled was really their breakout album, and that was one called Modern Romans. And you may have remembered that from their MTV days, a song called The Walls Came Down. Used to get some play early in the early days of MTV, and I would definitely invite you to check out Modern Romans as well. But for now, we're on Reconciled, and you got the opening track, so now let's do the closing track. And it's a song called Even Now. ¶¶
fights up and down each shore. We may be outnumbered here, the lions start to roar.
Fun thing about, you know, college rock in the 80s was that many of the bands that we were given access to were from the UK. So we're also not going to limit this episode to just American bands, as there were a number of UK-based bands that really fit our criteria for the show today. And we're going to feature two of them, and that is Prefab Sprout and Lloyd Cole in the Commotions. So let's start with Prefab Sprout. It's an album called Two Wheels Good from 1985. And as I understand from Wikipedia, it was released as an album called Steve McQueen in the UK, but they were concerned about trademark issues with the actor, Steve McQueen. So anyway, so it's Two Wheels Good. That's the version I've got. And I do know why I bought this album, because it was produced by Thomas Dolby. So this one, I definitely know that, you know, coming off golden age of wireless, and after that, the Flat Earth, Thomas Dolby really became kind of a hot producer in the UK scene in this period, in the mid-80s. And so I have no doubt that when I saw Thomas Dolby was involved in this album, that's why I picked it up. So let's get into it. Prefab Sprout, a song called Bonnie.
I spend the days of my vanity from heaven, and I'm lost to earth. Didn't give you minutes, not even moments. All my life in a tower of form, shaded feelings, I don't believe you. When you were there before my eyes, no one planned it, took it for granted. I count the hours since you slipped away. I count the hours that I lie awake. I count the minutes and the seconds too. Don't hold you, broken soldiers. I
just really warm production on this one. And I've got another earlier release from the band that also has kind of that warm sound. So I think that's kind of their pocket. But it really is much more prominent in this release. And no doubt in my mind, that's in large part due to Thomas Dolby. Because the production, especially on this next song that we're going to feature, is quite reminiscent of what he was doing with his Flat Earth album. So here's one that, if you're familiar with Thomas Dolby at that time, I think you're going to kind of get that same feel on this song, and it's called Appetite.
Here's the gun. She will always pay the bills for the having big fun. He talks so well, what can you do? It's pretty plain, he means it too. I don't want to sell you lines, I only mean to do you right. But I'm a simple slave of appetite, I'm a poor slave of appetite. Hunger howls, hunger's red, hunger stays till it's fed. Then it somehow fades, then it somehow leaves your side. Depending on its appetite, depending on your appetite. So if you take, then put back good. If you steal, be Robin Hood. Your eyes are wanting all you see, then I think I'm in you. I've to be a soul. If you take, then put back good. If you steal, be Robin Hood. If your eyes are wanting all you see, then I think I'm in. And the best part of the blame, wishing she could call him heartache, but it's not a boy's name. If you grow up to be just like him, just like me, you're fighting for exclusive rights, for honeymoons each sleepless night, in which case I'll call you.
So again, staying in the UK for our next band, Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. And this is a 1985 album called Easy Pieces, and we'll open with Lost Weekend.
It took a lost weekend in a hotel in Amsterdam, a double pneumonia in a single room, and the sickest joke was the price of medicine. Now you're laughing at me now. May I please laugh along with you? This morning I woke up from a deep, a quiet sleep with ashtray clothes and this lonely heart pen with which I wrote for you a love song and tattoo. And my aim was to fool you. Could we meet in the marketplace? Did I ever hate, please? Did you wound my knees? You see, I wouldn't say about it meaning. Drop me out of all the pieces. Yeah, they're too easy. dance life along.
You know, Lloyd Cole has just such a unique voice and delivery style. And I guess it's one of those, you either like it or you don't. And I happen to like it. And again, this is really one of those albums that gets passed over many, many times by me when I'm looking for something to listen to. But when I do see it or some of his other releases around this time, like Rattlesnakes, I'm just really glad I pulled it out and listened to it. But as far as background goes, this is another one I'm confident was producer driven. I think when I saw that Clive Langer and Alan Winstanley were involved with this, I suspect that played a major part in my purchase decision on Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. If you're not aware, in the mid 80s, these producers had quite a stable of artists and some real variety as well. I mean, they were producing Madness throughout their career. And also Elvis Costello in this early 80s, mid 80s time period. And also a band called The Teardrop Explodes. And incidentally, a band whose second album, Wilder, was one that I distinctly remember purchasing merely for the cover art. And they and Julian Cope, who was the lead singer for The Teardrop Explodes, ultimately became real go-to listens for me in the 80s and beyond, actually. So if you're not familiar with The Teardrop Explodes, I very much invite you to check them out. I think they're, as a band, stronger than Julian Cope in his post-breakup solo stuff, but I also think that's of high quality as well. But so Teardrop Explodes. But I have lost track of the theme here because I am supposed to be talking about Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. So here's another one from Easy Pieces from Lloyd Cole and the Commotions called Grace. Okay, so that's a little bit of a deep dive into my record collection to listen to some of the albums that just kind of get overlooked. They don't get pulled out very often for no good reason other than that they just don't jump out of my collection at me. And yet every time I do pull them out and play them, I'm just really glad I did. So your job now for the next week or so is to go and find some of your underplayed albums, some of the underplayed artists in your collection, and give them a fresh spin. And definitely hit us up on Instagram or on Twitter and let us know what you think of the episode, and also let us know what bands you unearthed during the next couple of weeks. All right, so that's it for now. Have an excellent week. This is Divinyl Intervention.